Welcome to the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. This almost daily summary of the 2007 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this daily Tour de France summary. Fredcast Tours take cycling enthusiasts to the places they've only dreamed of riding and allows these dreams to become reality. Our first tour begins in September 2007 in the French Alps, but we have many more tours in the planning stages for 2008 and beyond. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's daily tour brought to you by the Fredcast. Well, welcome to the first edition of the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. And if you're not familiar with the Fredcast, check it out at www.thefredcast.com for weekly news, cycling features, reviews, upcoming cycling events, as well as PodSafe cycling music. If you are familiar with the Fredcast, just a little note for you. We're going to have a separate feed for this daily tour show. Go to www.thefredcast.com or iTunes or any of your other podcatching directories to get all of the info so that you can add this to your podcasting subscriptions. So that if you're hearing this now through the regular Fredcast feed, we're going to do the first couple of these in the Fredcast feed, and the rest will only be available to you in the Daily Tour summary feed. And that's going to be, again, available at www.thefredcast.com. Well, before we get into today's racing action, let's just talk a little bit about the 2007 Tour de France. This year's Tour de France features 21 teams, 189 racers, 20 stages plus the prologue, and over 2,200 miles of cycling. There's 11 flat stages, 7 mountain stages, 2 individual time trials, and 2 rest days. No doubt this is an epic race for the veterans as well as for the rookie riders. And it began today, 7707, in the streets of London, England. That's right. The very first thing that I heard this morning was London. What are we doing in London? But it is a great venue to start the 2007 Tour de France today through the streets of London, past some of the icons of the London streets, including Buckingham Palace and Trafalgar Square. A great crowd arrived to greet the cyclists today in what turned out to be glorious weather. You know, London has been having a lot of rain, and something we've talked about a little bit on the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast with Joe Beer and Carlton Reed, our two English contributors to the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable. And they've been talking about the rain, but to look at the weather in London today, you'd have no idea that it had been raining other than the fact that the grass was so green in all of the parks around central London. The weather was beautiful. There were over 500,000 spectators on the 7.9-kilometer race course to watch the racers race the prologue in an individual time trial. Now, for a good portion of the day, it seemed like Andreas Klöden from Germany was going to be the winner of the day's event. But then came the Swiss Fabian Cancellara, the world champion. And Fabian Cancellara tore up the streets of London, turning in a time of 8 minutes and 50 seconds over the 7.9-kilometer flat course. Now, that was a blistering speed for the day, and it definitely got the crowd fired up. But what got the crowd fired up more than anything on this day in London were the two hometown favorites, Bradley Wiggins and David Miller. Wiggins finished fourth, and David Miller finished 13th. And Miller said, quote, "It was a magical day. And 2 months ago, I wouldn't have even dreamed of finishing in the top 20. It's fantastic. It's like a renaissance for the tour. I've heard David all along the course." Now, as for today's prologue winner and current yellow jersey wearer, he said, quote, "I had more pressure than when I won the tour prologue in Liège in 2004 ahead of Lance Armstrong. This was a great day for cycling." And then he went on to say, "It's just a shame I'm still waiting for my luggage, which I lost at Heathrow Airport, but I have the yellow jersey, and that's what matters today. Indeed, it was what mattered today. Today's top 10 finishers again. Number one, Fabian Consolar from Team CSC with 8 minutes and 50 seconds. In second place, German Andreas Kloden from Team Astana, 9 minutes and 3 seconds. In third place, American and one of the favorites going into today's prologue, George Hincapie from Team Discovery at 9 minutes and 13 seconds. Again, fourth place, Britain's own Bradley Wiggins from Cofidis at 9 minutes and 13 seconds. And rounding out the top five, Vladimir Gusev from Russia and the Team Discovery at 9 minutes and 15 seconds. In sixth place, Vladimir Karpets from Russia and Kostya Parnier at 9 minutes 16 seconds. Seventh place, Alexander Vinokourov from Kazakhstan and Team Astana, 9 minutes and 20 seconds. Eighth place went to Thomas Dekker from the Netherlands and Team Rabobank at 9 minutes 21 seconds. Ninth, Manuel Quinziato from Italy and Liquigas at 9 minutes 22. Rounding out the top 10, Benoit Vaugrenard from France and Française du Jeu at 9 minutes 22 seconds. Other riders finishing fairly well today in 11th place, American Dave Zabriskie, who won the prologue, as you'll recall, just a few years ago, from Team CSC, 9 minutes and 22 seconds. 17th place, Australia's Cadel Evans from Predictor Lotto at 9 minutes 26 seconds. 21st, last year's second place winner, and quite possibly the one who could be crowned last year's winner, depending on what happens in the Floyd Landis case, Oscar Pereiro from Casse d'Epargne at 9 minutes 27 seconds. 26th place, America's Levi Leipheimer from Team Discovery at 9 minutes 30 seconds. And in 32nd place, Spain's Alejandro Valverde from the Casse d'Epargne team at 9 minutes 33 seconds. Now tomorrow, stage one of the 2007 Tour de France will take the riders 203 kilometers from London to Canterbury. There are three Category 4 climbs on this, the last stage in England before the riders head on over to France and to continental Europe to start working through Europe on their way to Paris and the finish of the 2007 Tour de France just 3 weeks hence. If today's prologue is any indication, this is going to be a very exciting 2007 Tour de France. I do have a couple of news items that I'd like to mention today as we start the Tour de France for 2007. And the first is, have you noticed, if you look at the team rosters for this year, and you can find one at www.thefredcast.com, there's no bib number one on any of the riders. Now, normally, bib number one goes to either the winner of the previous year's Tour de France or to that winner's team. So, for instance, when we started the 2006 Tour de France, while Lance Armstrong was not present, the Discovery Channel team had the numbers beginning with bib number one. Well, this year, there is no returning champion. That would have been Floyd Landis from the United States. And there is no returning team. That would have been Phonak, and that team no longer exists. As a result, there is no single-digit bib number anywhere in this year's 2007 Tour de France. Instead, the bibs will begin with rider number 11 on up through 19, and those bib numbers are assigned to the teammates of last year's second place winner, Oscar Pereiro, and the Casse d'Epargne team. So Pereiro is wearing number 11. His teammates are 12 through 19. An interesting note, and just one more reminder of the scandal that's going on in professional cycling surrounding doping, last year's Tour de France, and Floyd Landis. And of course, we are expecting the results of Floyd Landis's hearing any day now. And of course, if we've got those, we'll bring them to you here on the Daily Tour. News item number two. You'll remember that just before last year's 2006 Tour de France, the cycling world was thrown into a whirl over the allegations surrounding the Operation Puerto drug scandal out of Spain. And as a result, a number of major contenders for the 2006 Tour de France were not allowed to compete. And the reverberations from the Puerto affair continue through today. The UCI came out with a pledge that they asked the riders participating in the Tour de France to sign. And the only way that they would be allowed to participate in the 2007 Tour de France was if they signed this pledge. I thought you might be interested to hear, because I know you've probably heard a little bit about it, I thought you might be interested to hear exactly what that pledge says. The pledge says, I do solemnly declare to my team, my colleagues, the UCI, the cycling movement, and the public that I am not involved in the Puerto affair, nor in any other doping case, and that I will not commit any infringement to the UCI anti-doping rules. As proof of my commitment, I accept, if it should happen, that I violate the rules and am granted a standard sanction of a 2-year suspension or more in the Puerto affair or in any other anti-doping proceedings, to pay the UCI, in addition to the standard sanctions, an amount equal to my annual salary for 2007 as a contribution to the fight against doping. At the same time, I declare to the Spanish law that my DNA is at its disposal, so that it can be compared with the blood samples seized in the Puerto affair. I appeal to the Spanish law to organize this test as soon as possible or allow the UCI to organize it. Finally, I accept the UCI's wish to make my statement public. Every single rider, all 189 of the individuals racing in the 2007 Tour de France, have now signed this pledge. This is a new day in professional cycling, and while many believe that this pledge is nothing but symbolic, hopefully it is symbolic that cycling is turning a corner and putting doping behind. News item number 3. One of the things that all of us like to do throughout the day during the Tour de France is try to stay as updated as we can to what's going on with the peloton as they go throughout the stage. The problem is many of us are stuck at work or in doing our daily lives, and we can't be sitting down in front of the computer or in front of the television, and therefore we get left behind and we just don't know what's going on. Well, one way, of course, is to listen to the Daily Tour, which we will have out earlier every single day, as soon after the stage as humanly possible, so that you can stay updated before you go home to watch the results of the day's racing on television. Another way that I have found that is a fantastic way to stay updated on what's going on in the tour is a technology called Twitter. If you're not familiar with Twitter, you can find it at www.twitter.com. That's TWITTER.com. Twitter is a sort of community instant messaging or text messaging service, so that when one person inputs their message, everyone who's following that person would then get an update either on their computer via an instant messaging client or on their mobile telephone. This is the way that I like to use Twitter, so that constantly throughout the day, I'm getting updates from the people whom I follow on my mobile phone. And you can do the same thing with a number of people who are providing real-time Tour de France updates. I'm one of those people who's doing that. And you can, of course, find my Twitter update at twitter.com/Fredcast. And you can just go on there and you can subscribe to it, have it sent to your mobile phone, and throughout the day, you'll be getting my Tour de France updates as the race proceeds. There are a number of other people who are doing Tour de France updates as well. One is TDF Updates, and that's at twitter.com/TDEF_updates. And you can subscribe to that as well. There's another one called Twitter, or Twitour, if you will. And that's TWITTOUR. So that's twitter.com/TWITTOUR. And finally, the TDF blog. And that's at www.twitter.com/TDF blog. And I've got links to all of these in the show notes, and the show notes can be found at www.thefredcast.com. This is a great way to keep up to date on what's going on in the tour, and you might also find that it's a great way to stay up to date with a lot of your friends who are likely already on the Twitter service. News item number 4. Perhaps you saw the advertisement in the USA Today earlier last week, the full-page advertisement from the Versus TV network. Part of the ad read, quote, commitment isn't just something you can sign your name to. You either have it or you don't, and you won't find proof of it in the ink on some dotted line, but you will find it in the mountains of France. And of course, this ad was touting Versus's coverage of the 2007 Tour de France and referring directly to the UCI's rider pledge, which I mentioned a few moments ago. A number of people mentioned that they felt that this was a risky ad for Versus to put in the USA Today. As a matter of fact, there was an entire article in the Wall Street Journal devoted to the way that Versus is marketing their coverage of the Tour de France. People felt that it was risky for Versus to mention the doping scandals that have occurred in professional cycling over the last several years. Now, I get a lot of emails based on the shows that I do, the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable Podcast. Some people feel that we speak about doping a little bit too often. Others feel that we need to give it as much coverage as possible so that it sees the light of day and that we're able to find a way to remove doping from the sport we love. No matter how you feel about it, I think that personally, I believe that Versus is doing the right thing by letting people see what's going on in professional cycling, not hiding it, and then showing what hopefully will be a doping-free Tour de France and an excellent exhibition of cycling, athleticism, and sportsmanship. And by the way, if you saw Versus's coverage of the prologue today, they didn't shy away from doping either. It was one of the very first things they talked about when they opened their coverage for the prologue today. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like to read that Wall Street Journal article, I've of course put a link in the show notes at www.thefredcast.com. News item number 5. If you are like me and you carry around a Palm Pilot or perhaps a Trio handheld organizer, I've got an excellent free application that you can download from the internet that will help you follow the 2007 Tour de France. It's available from deepweb.nl, and I've put links in the show notes both for the zip file that you could put onto your computer and sync to your Palm Pilot, or to the Palm application itself, which you can download right over the air with your Trio handheld device. This is a great application. It's something that I plan on using every single day. It shows the route map. It shows where all of the major climbs are. It shows you where every twist and turn of the race is and gives you a lot of information that makes following the 2007 Tour de France that much easier and that much more enjoyable. Go on over to www.thefredcast.com, go to the show notes, and you'll find the link to this application. Well, that's going to do it for today's prologue edition of the 2007 Daily Tour by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. If you'd like to send us an email, please do so. The email address is thefredcast@gmail.com. You can again follow our Twitter at twitter.com/Fredcast. And please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com. If you'd like to send a voicemail to us, please do so. The number is area code 206-203-FRED. Once again, we will be putting this into a separate feed following about stage 3 or 4. So if you're hearing this in the regular Fredcast feed, make sure you head on over to iTunes or to our website and click on the appropriate link to subscribe to the Daily Tour feed. Also, just a promise for you, we will try to have these out much sooner after the end of the day's racing, but due to a couple of technical issues, we got this one out a little bit late. Nevertheless, we hope you did enjoy it. We will see you all again tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Tour. Thanks for listening.